Thanks be to God. God is still speaking, not only through the Bible, but through creation, you and me, and everyone that we encounter, including our pets and nature. We are intimately linked in this harvest work, in this sharing of the message of Jesus and what God is saying through Jesus. Jesus tells the disciples that whoever welcomes you welcomes him and the one who sent him, God. Whoever welcomes the messenger receives God's reward or blessings. Accepting a messenger of God is as good as being God's messenger, because you have received someone sent by God. You are equal to that messenger. Who are today's messengers? Is it only the ordained pastors or those who went to seminary? Or is it you? In this passage, it states accepting a messenger of God is as good as being God's messenger. In ancient times, when a king sent someone out in his name, that person was given the authority as if he were the king. People would show respect and accept that person. Is that true for today? Can we just introduce ourselves, or do we need to say, God sent me, Jesus sent me, or Pastor Paul sent me? Who would receive me as a messenger, or would you receive me as a messenger if you had just met me? Grace accepted God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. But as an unwed mother and previous drug user, would someone accept her as God's messenger? The disciples were instructed to start small, as all of us are, as we receive these assignments from God, this call from Jesus to follow him. In this passage, it also states the smallest act of giving or receiving makes you a true apprentice, a true follower. As disciples, it is our natural inclination to give. But have you thought about how open you are to receive? I know many of you are good at giving. Look at all the mission and outreach recipients we have, and look at how many folks continue to give for the fellowship hour. But have you thought about receiving from someone who, by outside appearances, has less, but wants you to accept an offer of something from them? It could be as little as a cool cup of water. Accepting is receiving. We are intimately linked in this giving and receiving work of Christ. I sense that it is easier to give than to receive, especially from someone who is at a lower economic status than we are. Grace had been going to church for a while. The father of her baby started taking her with him before he left them. She learned about God's grace and felt that God had saved her life with the birth of her baby girl, Emma. With this newfound feeling, she wanted to do her part and give back. She had a job, but she and Emma lived frugally. She couldn't give money so much as time. She had a nice personality and wanted to be a welcome greeter. But as often as she volunteered, she was never asked. She happened to meet Joy, who had been a faithful church member for years, and Joy shared her insights about people in general. They both volunteered in the kitchen when the homeless folks from the Family Promise organization stayed at their church. They both enjoyed serving meals and playing with the children. Joy was a widow who had one son, but he left years ago and hasn't returned. Grace told Joy that she'd like to volunteer in some other areas of the church, but no one would reach out to her. "I love to meet new people," Grace said. "I work out in public, and people seem to enjoy my smile and warmth. I do not understand why I am only accepted in certain areas here. I accept God and Jesus. Why won't others accept me?" "Honey, I don't think that most people realize that when someone they are not familiar with wants to give them something, they don't know how to receive it. Most people are used to giving. Give, give, give is all we hear. We rarely hear receive, except when the pastor says, receive the good news. Most people do not know how to receive, especially when it comes from someone not of their social class." Joy continues, "I know that I love listening to people's stories, especially the ones rich in detail. No matter who they are or where they come from, the stories transport me into the time and life of that person. Not only do I receive more knowledge about the person, I receive their wisdom, their courage, their fears, their sorrows, their joys, and so much more." "Joy, thank you for sharing this with me," Grace tells her. "My dear Grace, I accepted you and little Emma because I can see God's work in you, and you fill a hole in my soul. Grace, others are missing out on your resurrection story, but God will continue to work through all of us in recognizing that we all need to share in this work together. I was once asked by a retired pastor what I could give. I felt empty at the time. My husband had just died, and my son had left to go and find himself, and I was alone. After the initial shock of the question, I said I could give my presence, my compassion for the other, my willingness to listen, my faith, and my unconditional love with open and welcoming arms. I think he had something else in mind for me. So he did not receive what I had to offer, but eventually others did." Grace, many people may not receive you with open arms, but God does. God loves you no matter what your journey has looked like. As you grow and mature in your spiritual journey, you will be the one with the knowledge to share with others. Just remember to be open and receptive to those who you don't think look like God's messengers. Richard Rohr, a Catholic priest, says, "We can only give away who we are. We can only offer to others what God has done in us." And with this, I ask, if we cannot open our eyes and hearts to the ones who want to offer us a cup of water or a ride or something small, are we negating their gifts in the world? When one gives a gift and clearly sees that it is not being used, does that person feel discouraged, not feel discouraged? Now, I, Debbie, am an extraordinary receiver. My home reflects all the acceptance of all the little gifts that have been given to me over many years. My stepfather once commented that my home looked like a gift shop. I agreed with him. It does. But each gift has a story behind it and a memory linked to that person who gave it to me. I have a hard time departing with those gifts. Now, I thought I was a good receiver until the other day when I was reflecting on this sermon. I realized I had not been good at receiving God's gift of time and space to write, reflect, and pray. I get caught up in thinking that I should do more, make more money, give more, but then I find myself depleted and wondering what happened. Accepting God's grace is a struggle when you are made to believe you must do it on your own. We are raised to be independent and self-sufficient. To receive someone's help is a sign of weakness. I accept every good gift from you, from each of you, your smiles, your hugs, your suggestions, your love, your excitement, and your energy. My arms are wide open. But am I always aware of a message that God wants to give to me? Do I shut people out that I do not think have something to offer? I hope not. I hope that I am not blind to those gifts. Do you look at people around you as possibly someone who you could receive something from? According to Jesus, the smallest act of giving or receiving makes you a true apprentice. You won't lose out on a thing. You will be rewarded for giving as well as receiving. We accept what Jesus did because we were taught he was sent by God. To receive someone's act of love helps them to know and feel that they are accepted. Just think, the quarterback must receive the ball from the center before he can give the ball away. The receiver's hands need to be open to receive. A clenched fist cannot catch a ball. A closed heart cannot receive love. Accepting someone's help is as good as giving someone help. Can you receive help from a disheveled little urchin who has less than you? Can you accept an offer of help without saying, "No, thank you, I'm okay"? Can you look at someone else and see the gift of God that they are offering? Can you receive the love of God through someone else? Can you? Amen.